Hi, this is Jeffrey Lewis. You're listening to WMUC-FM College Park.
From the Blue Ridge to the Bay, it's Watershed. Pesticides, habitat destruction, and hunting nearly drove the bald eagle, our national symbol, to extinction. After DDT was banned in the 1970s, bald eagles dramatically recovered and in 1995 were moved from endangered to threatened status. Last year, eaglet numbers doubled in Pennsylvania and increased 25% in Maryland. Craig Coppe, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service biologist, said, "It is truly remarkable to witness the eagle's resurgence in the Chesapeake Bay watershed. However, the real challenge comes now. It's going to be a balancing act to maintain adequate habitat for bald eagles in the midst of human population growth and development pressures."
Watershed is a presentation of the Maryland chapter of the Sierra Club. For more information, call 301-277-7111.
See you. to a slow spin. Signals weakening. Everything that I piece together, voices sound so good in stairwells. Signals weakening. Thank you.
some time for you. Yeah, I do. Careful what you wish for, cause it might just come true. Dang.
You're listening to WMUC College Park. I'm Greg Freeman.
Thank you. Back to the pool that I'm seeing you. I'm dressed for the night, but draw the blinds, draw the bed. It's a matter of time till you wake up and watch me. Draw your brow with shaky hand, so that after you're gone, I got something to hold on.
Red light. Camera one. Camera two. On your side, on the carpet. Camera one.
Hi, this is Guy from The Cribs, and you are listening to WMUC College Park.
What a good place to be. Don't believe it, cause you speak a different language and it's never
something
been
happened again. Again.
Don't believe it, oh no, cause it's never
something
been happened again.
Again.
No, whoa,
good place to be. Don't believe I speak a different language, and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe I, oh no, cause it's never been really happened for me. No, what a good place to be. Don't believe I speak a different language, and it's never really happened to me. Don't believe I, oh no, cause it's never been really happened for me. Don't believe I, don't believe I, don't believe I,
it's happy hour again,
again, and again.
It's happy hour again,
and again, and again.
It's happy hour.
I'm no fun. researching how to start a conversation on a website. I talked to the top guy, swore I was his type. Guess that he was making out with boys the whole night. Everything I do is tragic. Every guy I like is gay. The morning after I panic.
Doesn't even know. Green light, I love. You don't wanna see what's beneath all these leaves. Where would we be if I'm looking at me? I don't wanna see. Shake it in, shake it, sneeze it. It's not what it looks like, what you thought. You feel like it's something, you blame it on others. It's my fault, I'm not tough. You're aching, you're sneezing, you're snitching, you're itching. It's not what it looks like, what you thought. You feel like it's something, you blame it on others. It's my fault.
Hey, this is Vince from Army of Me, and you're listening to WMUC College Park.
I had to prove that I could make it alone now, but that's not me. I wanted to show how independent I've grown now, but that's not me. I could try to be big in the eyes of the world. What matters to me is what I could be to just one girl. I'm a little bit scared cause I haven't been home in a long time. You needed my
to drink till it's lost, drinking words with him that spin down Pentecost. Kiss me with the fire of God, just say what you want, say it out within, without that funny little cough. Simple-minded, simple talk, don't start with your camouflage, it's burning from within. Jump in, my red little fox. Rivers running through it all, so kiss me as I am lost. Kiss me from within. Jump in, my red little fox. Yellow paper folded off, my love, my queen, my broken dreams. Come save me, kiss me.
Sitting right there, looked up at me and my dark curly hair, looked back for a second, didn't want to be rude. I tend to fall in love on the tube. Beautiful stranger sitting right there, reading a newspaper stuck to his chair. I swore that he smiled and I felt my heart drop. Heard the doors open, came to my stop. What if I hadn't left the train at Ledbrook Grove? Would I know his name? Maybe we would have exchanged a few words. A fairy tale moment could have occurred, but my beautiful stranger will have to remain a stranger.
It's fate we collided right then back there. I wonder if he felt the same thing too. Innocent crush on the morning commute. What if I would have stayed on the train? Dared to stand up and ask for his name. Have to remain a stranger until I see him again. Street.